Good morning, everybody. I have a problem with my video, but good morning.
Morning.
Aloha, kakahiaka, opongi manea. I'm hungry, pololiwao.
Okay, ready to start the meeting. Aloha, welcome to the Hawaii Island Barrier Council meeting. The Thursday, May 16, 2024. Board members, staff, applicants, testifiers, and public can choose to participate in person at today at the Division of Forestry and Wildlife Conference Room, 19 East Kauili Street, Hilo, or via Zoom. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Before we start, I always like to remind everybody to speak respectfully, stay on point. The AV is the number one concern. And there's been only one speaker at a time. Raise your hand. And yeah, that's about it. Then let's go to the roll call. My name is Scott Mahoney. I represent Kau.
Desmond Haumea, Kau.
Kalena Blakemore, Puna.
Iini kaha kalao hamakua.
Sorry, gonna be Kilo.
Hello. Uncle Des, can you give us a pulley?
Ai, e pule kako, au hea e na maka o kalani, e maliu mai, e nei ia leo pule, he leo haa haa, a he leo ho mai ka e noho e. E maalama mai ia mako a pale kana, a puka e ke ao maalama lama, a puka, a mama ua noa.
Amen.
Amen.
And next item is the minutes. Hopefully everybody has read their minutes. Can I have a motion for approval of the minutes for March 21st, 2024?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from March 2024.
Any second?
Second.
Motion moved for Kalena and second by Traven. Any discussion? Vote, raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous motion passed to approve the minutes of March 21st. Moving on to the minutes of April 18th, 2024. Any motion?
Sorry, Uncle Scott. Uncle Des, you gotta put your camera on for quorum.
Yeah, I have been problems with my video. I'll try my telephone, but yeah. Kalamai.
No, just well, it's all on record right now. So I notice him. So anyway, yeah. Any motion to approve the minutes of April 18th?
I'll make a motion. I have a couple items to revise, but I make a motion that we can approve it once we d have our discussion.
Okay, great. Yeah, any second?
Second.
Yeah, motion move to accept the minutes and second by Desmond and motion by Kalena. Discussion?
I have a couple revisions, Kea, minor. On page two, under item number three, minutes, approval of the minutes for March 21, 2024. Could you just add that we were deferred that until this meeting today?
Okay.
And then down below, I put in, let's see, to accept the letter. Oh, on item four, business, the motion was to accept the letter to send to the Department of Interior, but can you also add with revised bullets?
Okay.
Otherwise, I thought the minutes were perfect.
Okay, great. Call for the vote. All in favor, raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye, aye. Unanimous motion passed to accept the minutes of April 18th. Next item is business. One second. Item A, business descendancy recognition application of Kelly Jean Hamalukola to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of J. Iwane, Miliana Iwane, Kovai Namuo, and Haleopio, located at Papa One Abua, South Kona District, Island of Hawaii, TMK 38-8-003. Semicolon 008. The administrative rules require that the applicant provide evidence of direct or collateral genealogical connections to certain Native Hawaiian skeletal remains. In this case, the applicant has submitted information genealogically connecting herself to the above. Therefore, the Shifty has recommended the Borough Council recognize Kelly Jean Hamalukola as a lineal descendant.
That would be me.
Hi, Kelly. Sorry, I should introduce you. Yeah, my fault.
Can I add something? My name actually on my birth certificate, the first name is actually hyphenated Kelly Jean. I don't use Jean typically. I use my middle name or my middle initial of K, which is for Kuʻuleʻipo.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay. Any motion?
Does Kelly want to just talk about her relationship to the EV before we move forward, just to give her a few moments to share her story or what brought you here to this place and how you're connected to the EV community?
Thank you. Yes, so I'm connected primarily because I have my mom's family is large. She has 8 siblings. And so I have over 30 cousins, and in particular, some of my older cousins have been especially concerned about the preservation of the gravesite. And so I've been meaning to, you know, submit the descendancy claim in support of my cousins and the effort to malama the gravesite. And so I've hoped to visit the site sometime, but my cousin provided, Karma provided the pictures. I was very fortunate to come across my grandma's birth certificate and the birth certificate interview amongst papers after my dad passed away at my mom's house. I'm sorry, this actually came about, the interview, a lot sooner than I expected. And if I had thought about it, I would have loved to share some family pictures of grandma when she was married to grandpa and so forth. So Meliana is my grandma's mother, my grandma Esther Ani. So I did bring a picture. I don't know if you folks can see this or not. Let's see. I'll try to get it up close. Whoops. So there's grandma with my mom in the middle and me on the side. So that's the three of us together. And I have one of grandma with my eldest sister, Kanani, who's also passed away, and just one of them with all my sisters here. My sister Wanda on the opposite side from me is very much into genealogy, and the chart that I shared was actually from my mom's oldest brother, Albert Ani. That was back in 81. He had a kind of family organization going, and so those records from back then. My grandma passed away in February of 2000. She was 93. My mom here, picture of her now. Oops. So mom's 93 now too. And she's also succumbing to Alzheimer's, unfortunately. That's what my grandma passed away from. So my grandma was very close to her grandmother because Meliana died when my grandma was young. I think she was only like about 29 when she passed away. And so grandma was mostly raised by her grandmother, Capella. And so she had a great love for her. And since we don't know where, you know, everyone's buried, having these graves has special meaning because these are the ones of her children that we know of. And in thinking about this interview, it occurred to me that because Capella and Ioane had so many children, that maybe there were some that passed away and maybe there's more on that site that aren't marked. So, yeah, that's, and I've always just felt like that's where our, you know, our roots are from, is from the Big Island. I was born and raised in Oahu, but then I also lived on the mainland and now I've been in LA and that's where I am for a long time. But, you know, I've been feeling special closeness. My cousins, they also do like a Zoom meeting once a month to kind of keep us together. And so we just had a Zoom meeting where my cousin Dami happened to discover a distant cousin through Capella. And it got me thinking that, you know, I really need to stop putting this off and go ahead and submit the claim. So.
All right, Kelly, thank you.
Thank you.
Any motion?
Yeah, I move to accept the lineal descendancy recognition application of Kelly Jean Kuleipo, Hamopola to Native Hawaiian Territory remains, as mentioned in the TMK of 8-8-003/008.
Second. Motion has been moved by Traven to accept Kule Kola as a lineal descendant and second by Kalena. Any discussion? I should have asked you a question earlier, but you already visited those sites?
I haven't personally been able to be there, but my cousin Karma is the one that submitted the photos to share. So I passed those on. But I always knew that it was up in the mountains from Mililii. So.
Yeah. Well,
like, and I found the maps online. I did submit. What I found online was the 1940 census showing Chi Ikwo as the previous owner. He's been deceased for quite a while. And his daughter, Ella, had been put down on the record. But I think she's passed away now as well. So yeah, we're concerned that that the property is, you know, kept track of, and that, you know, more can be done. My cousin's nephew is also very interested, and he's going to be, he says he's planning to visit in July, and that to meet with the owners of the adjacent property, which used to be the same property, but Chu had split off the property for the graves, which we really appreciate, so that that can be preserved. So he's gonna, Carter's gonna meet with the owners of that property and work with them to help maintain the property.
Okay, great. Yeah, this request for lunar descendancy is familiar. We already, I think we dealt with that cousin you just mentioned, how
he, yes, was going Karma back. Was the first, yeah. I believe, and then Carter also said he, right, had submitted his as well. He was just on a Zoom meeting recently.
Maybe when you guys are in your Zoom meeting, if he's down there, you should take videos and stuff, just because a lot of you have, like you said, you haven't even been there. So it'll familiarize yourselves with it, because with this lineal descendancy comes a lot of kuleana. you cannot just claim the site. You have to, in some form, start the Malamada thing. And just by seeing the site, two videos maybe you might take for share with your family might be real helpful and bring you guys a lot more contact and closer. So anyway,
Yes,
yeah.
actually, they do have a Google Drive, and so the pictures are there for the family to see and view. And actually, I feel really bad because if I were better prepared, my sisters and I did make a trip to the Big Island, and when we drove past that way, because of the plans my sisters had and everything, that wasn't included on our trip, which I really regret. I wish I had thought to have researched and, made a stop there, because looking at the maps now, we drove right past where the road goes down to Mililii and right off to the left. Could have been a quick trip to have just gone there. So I really am sad that we didn't do that. But I've been going back to Honolulu more frequently because mom, she's, getting closer to, when she's going to be passing, and there's a lot that I've had to do to with her home and everything. So I was thinking maybe if there's a chance to, stop on the Big Island on the way over to Honolulu, then maybe I'd have a chance to do that. We also have family there on the Big Island. And so one of them are cousins from my grandma's sister's side. She lives in Kona. So we did get to visit them last year. So I hope to maybe meet with them, and
All
if I
right.
can get over there. Yeah, it'd be great. I really would love to do that. And if I could go there
Great.
in July when Carter's going there, all the better. That would be really neat.
Okay, I'll call for the vote. All in favor, say aye. Aye. Desmond.
He's
Desmond, your
muted.
vote. There
Yeah,
we go.
stupid video.
Oh,
Yeah,
all right. All right on.
I have a question for Kelly.
Go
I
ahead.
mean, yeah, after the vote, I mean, so now that you're a lineal descendant, what's the plans for that property?
Well, we were talking on the last Zoom meeting about what can be done to like help, with defining the boundaries. And so that's something that I want to talk to my cousins more about. Because, like I mentioned, the neighboring property, they've tried to kind of define their boundary, but we want to make sure we work with them so we have the border in the right place and that kind of thing. So I think that's one of the things to do. And then it would be nice to try to get the family more involved in this. And the other thing is trying to just get more of the family involved with this descendancy claim, so that that can get them to be a little more involved too, because we have a number of family members that are very much into Hawaiiana. My nephew, he teaches Hawaiian studies at the UH. He's been hula dancer for years now, a kuma hulu. And my mom, of course, she danced hula since she's like 12 years old. She's a crafter, and she just loved Hawaiiana. And so that's been passed down. And also I have a cousin who works at he teaches at Leeward Community College. Another cousin, she also has been involved in education, administration, and so forth. So I know Karma has really tried to get us going on this. And so, I've been feeling more a connection. I'm sorry to take up so much time here. But when I found my grandma's birth certificate and in the interview, it was actually in an envelope that had a return address to me, even though it wasn't meant for me. And I just, since this new cousin was on the Zoom, it just made me feel like I need to start doing something.
Yeah, so I mean, now we're here for Ivi Kupuna. We're here for you. So this is your time. I asked that question. So far with the question I asked, you said you're going to work just on boundaries. understand the expertise and professionals in your family, but when you become a lineal descendant, the level of responsibility becomes paramount to what you're going to do. So, I mean, they should be beyond boundaries.
Oh, yes. I mean, I'm sure that when we are able to relay this to our other family members, that they may want to go to not just visit the site, but to, you know, to bless it and to also, they are so much more into rituals and culture.
I understand that the protocols and rituals, but what I'm getting at is what kind of work will be done there after the protocols and the rituals? What physical activity are being planned for this property? Is the burial site going to be identified? Is there going to be a designation by building a rock wall or some kind of signage that this is a sacred spot or a vahipanna, a sacred place? I just would like to know that there's going to be physical activities involved. And I'm sure you, like you said, you've been on Zoom monthly. So I'm sure there should be a plan in place to, you know, next month we're going to go there and things like that. So like I said, now that you're a lineal descendant, the level of responsibility to Ivi Kupuna, and it's our kuleana here, it's our responsibility that not only by identifying as a lineal descendant, that there is a plan. Have some physical activity there beyond protocols and rituals.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I realized kind of this is a very special site, and it's not just, you know, going back to you know, like Meliana and her brother and sister who are buried there, and a cousin Hale. But even those that came before them, that makes the site.
That's great. Sacred. But what about tomorrow? What about the future with our children, your mo'opunas? What plan is in place for physical activity?
Yeah, currently I think the first step is to get more family involved in this, and. Now that I've gone through the process and in having the opportunity to speak to you and be able to discuss these things, like you mentioned about signage, I think that's great. And I'll definitely report that back to them. And with Carter, hopefully he'll be able to make it there in July. And maybe if I'm able to, or anyone else is able to, then there can be more done at that time. Yes.
You mentioned there's family there from Kona. Have they been physically visiting the area and malama the area, caring for the area, knowing that the Ivi Kupuna is there? I mean, you have people on Big Island. Have they been actively working the site?
Yes. I'm sorry. This interview came up quicker than I anticipated. And unfortunately, I had problems with my laptop, so I'm using a new laptop now. I meant to call and just get in touch with them, but I will follow up on that and ask them more about those things.
Yeah, maybe I might suggest I need to circle back to the Burial Council and present some type of plan. So we know that you'll be doing, I'm sure you'll be doing good work, but for the Burial Council, personally, I'd like to know what are you supposed to do?
Okay. Now, okay. Would that be best to then send the email to, let's see, sorry, the page, it has the email address. I saw in the notice I was, where did I put that? I'm sorry.
Well, you're here today.
So yes. There was an email that I got from Kristen that was in the notice. So if you'd like, I can follow up maybe through sending an email and would just address it to the Burial Council.
Or come back on Zoom at our next meeting.
Okay.
I think the members would like to know exactly what you're going to do there.
Okay, yeah. In the meantime, I can try to reach out and talk to my cousins and find out more about.
And I suggest that the families that live on the Big Island, especially in Kona, visit the area and start.
Yes, and they may have. And I'm sorry, I'm not close to those cousins, but this is an opportunity to get more closer to them. So I appreciate that.
Exactly. All right. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Scott, thanks.
Good, Kalina.
Kelly, I just wanted, I'm not surprised Uncle Des jumped in because that's the questions he always asks. I just, to articulate it further for you, what we are worried about too is that just because you are recognized as a descendant, lineal or cultural, doesn't necessarily mean that the burial council can protect Iwi Kupuna. And because you are recognized now, and lineal descendants are even up a little bit a higher notch above cultural descendants. So it's, you know, part of your responsibility is to make sure that those grave sites are always mowed and, you know, clear and identified, and that you visit them every, you know, if I don't know if it's every month, at least annually, so that some weirdo next door doesn't buy the property and then starts dozing. Yeah. And you are in the dark because you live in LA and you don't know the cousin in Kona. You know, I mean, this is a really good opportunity to meet with your family and talk about what are we going to do monthly? Do we go monthly? Do we go on Mother's Day? Do we go on Christmas or whatever your holidays are that you celebrate? And maybe whoever the family is that goes, they take a picture and they send it to everybody, you know, or they when you meet on your Zoom, you can just say, oh yeah, we went, we malama at the gravesite. So everyone knows that you're there and there's a presence. And no one thinks that no one that, you know, oh, those people don't care. There's graves, they don't care. No one's going to even notice. We can bulldoze and apologize later and pay the fine. Yeah. This happens all the time. And
yes.
Yeah, we're just a temporary people on the burial council, but you're forever now. And same with your ohana. So basically, when you reach out to your cousins and the ones in Kona, we would love to see the Kona cousins pop into the Zoom and show pictures and say, yeah, we go on these different holidays and we have delineated our gravesites. Anyway, that's basically, I think, what Uncle does too is talking about is to make sure you have a strong presence at the site and it's always protected, especially the way you've been getting these letters and these little messages from ancestors about beyond, you know, you're being called. So you have to step it in there. But yeah, thank you for coming today and taking that on.
Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate your input very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Kule. Like I said at the beginning, this thing goes with a lot of Kuleana. That's what Desmond and Kalina are trying to say. I would even go further to maybe research all of these graves, all of these people, your grandmother and all the people connected to those graves, research them, document them all, and then share them with your kids or their grandkids. Because, I mean, you talking right now, your family, you guys all probably all the same age, but later on, like all graves, you know, once the one generation or two generations goes, they all forgotten. So it's good for them to know information of these people while you guys still have memory. And that might help, you know, bring your family closer because, you know, like you said, you may not know your cousins as well as you should. But, yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, we're just all spread out and stuff. But still, what's nice with the Zoom is it's so great hearing them share their memories of when they were young. And it makes me feel, yeah, I mean, pretty soon you never know when they'll be going. But, yeah, my daughter, my younger daughter, she actually studied anthropology. She would have liked to have done her thesis for her master's involving specimens in Hawaii, but unfortunately the connection through Bishop Museum fell through. But nonetheless, both my daughters, my older daughter and my younger daughter, they may not have much Hawaiian blood, but they really are very proud of it. They're very proud of it. And they've, you know, learned a little Hawaiian on their own and they really feel a connection. So I would love to take both of them and have them, you know, be able to show them around the Big Island more. My younger daughter did get a chance to visit with her boyfriend and his family, but that was, most recent.
Well, I want to circle back to what you said earlier, that this should bring your family closer together. This is a great opportunity to do that. And your family
Yes.
must be very Akamai and very Eleo for putting you on Zoom today, because now it falls on you.
They kind of warned me, but at the same time, I already, you know, figured, okay, I'm starting this. I'm going to just, you know, go
so,
for it. This way I know
right now you're the right now you're the po'o, you're the po'o kumu. You're the principal of the family. You're the leader right now. You're the alakai, bro. So you have the power to designate.
Ah, no, no, that's karma. But yeah, I'll be right behind her, Jamie. And Carter. Carter's been more involved as well. He's the next generation.
And then you maybe next time you come back with all your mo'opunas and we can list them on a recording as lineal descendants. Mm. State doesn't
yeah,
like
that. My older daughter's here. My younger daughter's in Arizona, though. But yes,
that's fine.
They can get it. Well, they can get on Zoom.
All right. But thank you. Mahalo.
Okay. Mahalo nui loa.
Thank you. Let the record show that this thing was unanimously voted, and Kule Kola is now considered or recognized as a lineal descendant. Thank you. Thank you very much, Kule. Yeah.
Aloha.
Moving on to item 2, descendancy recognition application of Clement Chang Sr. to the Native Hawaiian skeletal remains of Apila Kaleohano Jr., Camilla Kaleohano, the unnamed twin of Apila Opio and Setepano Kaleohano, located in Mililili, Apuao, South Kona District, Island of Hawaii, TMK 3. 8-9-004 semicolon 018. Are they here?
He's not here today, but he's the uncle that came at the last meeting with Lillian, and he came in the front and gave his testimony.
Okay, yeah, so it's my uncle.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't at the last meeting. So, okay. So I guess we can have a motion then.
Yeah, I move to accept.
Second.
Second.
Second by Kalena. Motion moved to accept Clement Chang Sr. as a lineal descendant. Any discussion?
Yeah, just that. You know, Miluli is one of the first landing of our ancestors way back when. So as they try to clear it more and more land, they find it more easy. You know, so this is a huge, especially Mililii Mauka. And Kelly's property might be there included in that part. So just put it on the record that we're gonna have more coming out from Mililii, especially.
Mm. Okay. Call for the vote. All in favor, say aye. Raise your hand.
Aye.
Aye.
Yeah, my
hand. Unanimous vote. The council has passed the recognition of application Clement Chang Sr. as a lineal descendant. Moving on to item C, discussion of Hawaii Island Borough Council membership roles and responsibilities. Anybody want to bring up anything?
Yeah, too bad Law not here. You know, Chair, we're supposed to go Kona, because this Kelly's case is in Kona. Clement Chang's request is in Kona. And so on and so on. Just wanted to put that on the record again for Kale.
Wait, you said that the guy Clement from last meeting requested to go to Kona?
No. Law mentioned it at the last meeting that, you know, we should go to these areas that are being applied for. So in other words, go physically to Kona, or to areas that We're receiving applications for either lineal or cultural. Kia?
Yeah. Kayla brought that up with me. I took the responsibility of putting this thing back in Hilo, only because the logistics wasn't, never seemed like it warranted everybody moving to corner for this thing. So I think that the decision going to be, whoever going to be the chair soon, you know, I think he's going to have to decide and work with Shifty on that. You know, like the last time Law wanted it over there.
No. You're the chair. You're the chair now. You should decide.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. I made the decision to stay right where in Hilo.
All right.
And go and Zoom. Well, Zoom always got to be. Last time we had Damian Kennison there, and I asked him, well, you know, would you have rather have gone to Hilo? I mean, Kona to represent, you know, yourself. And his first thing came out, I said, oh, no. You know, it cost me $40 to drive to from Hokena to Kona and back. You know, he didn't want to have to go to that kind of expenses. So there's a lot of variables that go into where the meeting will be. You know, like the old days, a lot of them was in Kona, so we went Kona. But we had, in those days, we used to just pick a spot because we wanted to share, you know, move the council all over the place. So we'd have it in Waimea, Kau. Wasn't any reason why. It just because we just was alternating sites. But like I said, nowadays with Zoom and all this other stuff, you know, the decision gotta be on a logistic decision to me anyway. And that's why we never went this time. You know, if it was bigger and a lot in Kona, I definitely would have said we go, but yeah, it wasn't. Sorry.
Understood, Mr. Chair person.
You have to score me, Desmond. Anyway, okay, next item is inverted. I'm going to let Kia handle this. Yeah. Because there are a lot of them. And like Desmond said, this is a proof right what Desmond said about Milo Lee discovering all these things. Inverters is going to be coming up a lot. So,
yep.
Oh, Christian.
Good morning. I didn't want to talk from back there, though. So the first inverted was found at Hot Hill Elementary. I spoke with Traven regarding that one. We wrote a letter last week to preserve in place for that. The remains were found in a clay-like soil. So we made the decision to have them preserved in place.
I have a question, Kia. Didn't this come up once before, Hot Hill Elementary School? Didn't we have that on the agenda once?
Yes.
We did, yeah.
There was another burial found. But that one, they found to be a horse.
Oh.
Yeah. Since November, I think they found, 1, 2, 3, 4 burials. Two of them were fragments.
Oh, that shallow one.
Yeah, right next to the school. Because the school was on a cemetery, or there was cemeteries on the property. So, I guess with all the grading, we don't know exactly where the cemeteries were. So we're just having them monitor the entire project. For Mahaihula, for item B, this was from erosion. Tracy and Auntie Nicole Louis went out to the site. They found where the origin was, and from that they found that there was more remains, so they suggested that we have them taken out and put higher in a reinterment site that was made for that area, where there's two other two other sets of EV that were filed from the erosion. Item C and D are in the same area. They were both found during grading activities. One was see it was a blister that they were pulling the IV off from the blister, and when they did that, it collapsed the top of the so that one we responded to the both of them, and then the second one was during grading, but he didn't impact the barrier. He found it off on the side in the bushes, so he saw a little cave opening. He went to go look, and we found that there was EV there. For the ones we're going to be writing the letter this week, to have those preserved in place. The landowners agreed to the participation. So those will have preserved in place as well.
You're coming in broken up, Christian, but yeah. I'm just wondering, you guys decided to preserving place on these last two, C and D. C and D.
Yes.
And when you find these inverted, you already went through the police process, right? They already cleared police.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So this has been going on for a while, and these two, these are inverted. Because they don't go that fast, right? Dealing with the police takes a while, right? So I just wondered if all of this happened so quick, but you say not.
Yeah, so we met HPD there, as well as DoCare on site.
Oh, so they passed over responsibility to DoCare and Shifty.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Good, Kalena. Good.
I have a couple questions. On the one at the school site, Chris, preserve in place, I know they're doing a lot of construction and building. Are they going to put a marker on that grave, like a big pohaku and some, you know, vegetation, so the children aren't running across the grave? How are they going to mark that so it's just not left like an open field with nothing there? I don't want the, you know, EV to hurt the kids. And then the other question I have is, when there are these inadvertence, I should know this, I've been on this too long. There's a site number that gets assigned, so it's listed at ship D, and in case property owners are new, the ones that you found these inadvertence are going to have a site number, and it's noted in the database. Okay, those are my two questions.
So the first question, we'll work with them to create the BSC for that. There's a component for this. So in that, we'll ask them for what they're going to do and what we recommend as far as what it should look like. And then the second question, yes, we did take the points for the inadvertent, so we still have to process the points, the GPS points, and get
a site. And then they get a site number.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you.
Was there any update?
Good,
any update? Yep. On challenges of GPR? Moving the building and what it impacted. Also, when I spoke with Traven, one of his recommendations was to have Ha'aheo GPR because it is in the trench for the foundation. Because we're preserving in place, we're asking them to move the building down. In the trench. So Traven was asking, because we know it's high risk, if we could do GPR in the new locations for the trenching. We have not gotten any response yet for that, but I'll follow up with them.
When we have grading and construction with barrel, especially inverted, you guys, they all have cultural monitors on these sites, all of them.
Archaeological monitors.
Yeah.
The question was cultural monitors.
Yeah.
I think they only have that for the schools, though, Scott. I don't think, like, if you're just a private landowner dozing your lot down in the subdivisions, you have to have a archaeological monitor.
Oh, yeah, well, okay. But I was just looking at the element.
All the county and federal stuff need to have one of those present, but private, it's not necessary.
Hey, Amy.
Right.
Yeah, the voice.
Hey, Desmond used to be like you, real quiet, but now he ain't, so. Okay, any other discussion on the invertebrates?
No, I just want to circle back to that high hill. I was there to do the blessing there. And the kupuna there was, that was like mid-70s, something like that, when they created that site, because we were going to build canoes up there with my uncle, Ray Mumatai. And that was one of the concerns that I think, and the kahu at that time was John Kuban, Kumuhula, and it was known to have that cemetery. Where it was, I don't know. But we went up there and did, ceremonies. Kuleana. That's all.
Thank you, Diz.
Easy.
I noticed Keke in the audience. I don't see him on the agenda, but Keke, you on reason? You want to say something, or you just observing?
Okay. I want to much really appreciate you for this service to us, and when I re-entered out in Tumukai, and then
I cannot hear anything.
Yeah, Kiki, you gotta come up to the front. I can't hear you back there. The mic, yeah. Thanks, sorry.
You know, this is a state organization. They should have better quality sound. And audio, and a lot of technical for that.
Mahalo, all you guys, and the council members, and Bala is doing your work. And thank you for so much, you guys, for following us to follow to this matter of process to kind of get our Kupuna reintegrated in the day. And thank you for all of you guys working on that. But I got a kind of question and. I need to ask, back in 99, I got undocumented, and I kept trying to ask people, what happened to the position of the council with Mauna Kea? Because there was the consultant, because Mauna Kea had barriers. So I could circulate one letter that went go from group 70, and that was addressing my other concern when one document come out, and even if the thing says that this is public domain because of the sensitivity of burial site to other cultural features, that it was the purview and authority of the council to screen that out, when especially was on Mauna Kea, and this particular incident. I think it was the chairman that time who was Malifa, when he reviewed the document, he immediately seen that the barrel sites and this sensitive information was made public and was on a website or something. So I bring that up because the quick response was he himself and called out the CEO from Group 70. And then the guy acknowledged, well, yeah, he did do one mistake by making a thing public, so he will retract them. And that action, I said, you know what, that's the appropriate thing, and that's the set the precedent. Like I say, certain things that even though it says public domain should go through the council, because that sensitivity stuff of this barrels any place within this island is your purview. I mean, which is under you, you get the authority, and you represent all of that now leaving any time. Yeah? So when I seen the letter, I said, oh, mahalo, because no matter who I say, even like when I asked for a response from the Department of Interior. No way for get a response. So that was why it was so pertinent that you guys thank you for signing the letter. But even if you guys term end, when your term ends, at least it's documented and you can follow them to the end. Yeah, we're in it for the duration. So as this thing evolves, we really appreciate all of you guys and this commitment. And I know being on our council really what it takes. It takes more than just the time that you come to me. It takes people following you, and it takes up most of your free time and part of your life. Yeah? But I really appreciate you guys for this question. And from here,
all right, Kiki. Thank you.
Mahalo. Thank you.
So the letter, everything got signed and sent already, Kalena.
I don't know. Yeah. I was the first one to sign it. I don't know yet. Kea, that's the question. Yeah. For Kea.
I was the last one to sign it this morning.
Oh, yay.
So I think it's Paul.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Eni.
Right on, guys. Okay.
Go ahead, John.
Yep. Oh, move to adjourn any second. Kalena seconds. Discussion. All in favor of adjournment, raise your hand. Mahalo, everybody. Kule and Keiki. Wow. And see you guys next week. Oh. Okay, good.